volunteering, new support groups to improve support locally. Driven by their own personal experience of PSP, two volunteers set up new support groups to help others living and affected by PSP and CBD. Christy. When Christy's mum Jenny began experiencing behaviour changes in 2019, it marked the start of a long, confusing journey. As an only child, Christy found herself navigating a maze of professionals and diagnoses with the support of her husband. Some of the professionals hadn't even heard of PSP. They initially put Jenny's behaviour down to a personality disorder, then dementia or Parkinson's. "We didn't know what was happening," Christy recalls. "It was really tough, being bounced between different specialists who couldn't give us a clear answer." Christy researched similar diseases online. However, it was after a fall, during an assessment in hospital, that a neurospecialist identified traits of PSP. It wasn't until she reached out for advice via the PSPA's website that the pieces began to fall in place. By the time Christy's mum was eventually diagnosed with PSP in 2022, her symptoms were already quite advanced. Her mobility was very poor, and she was unable to make safe decisions, so had to be moved from her very much loved home to a flat with extra care facilities 24/7. Christy's step-grandmother had Parkinson's disease, so she'd seen what neurodegeneration could look like. But her mum's symptoms were different. She had behavioural changes that just didn't make sense. "It was upsetting, because I was trying to fit it into a box." Once connected with PSPA, Christy and her husband attended the Hampshire support group. This was a struggle, it being some distance from Portsmouth and with both of them working shifts. "It was daunting at first. I didn't know if I was ready to open up. Speaking about mum and PSP felt too painful, but everyone was welcoming. We were all in the same boat." Christy was surprised at how much she opened up at the group and how helpful she found it. Although her mum was too unwell to attend herself, the support and understanding Christy found in that group stayed with her. After her mum died in 2024, Christy took a career break to process the grief and reflect on how she could give back. "There was so much stress at the time, but now I feel I'm in a better position to help others going through the same thing. There's no Southern East support group for PSP, and I felt like I could change that." Christy contacted PSPA and decided to start a new support group in Portsmouth. She started to look at suitable venues. "I visited 6 or 7 church and community halls," Christy says. "We finally chose a lovely, light-filled space in Farlington with good parking and easy motorway access. The first support group meeting was held in August. If this new group can help just a few people, it'll be worthwhile." Christy wants to make the group a positive place where people leave feeling better than when they arrived. "When I think about the quality time I had with Mum in her latter years, remembering good times with music and photos, that's what I want to bring out in others too. The group I went to was so upbeat, which was lovely to experience." Kirsty's mum, who worked as an accountant until she retired at 60, was the life of any party. She loved music, dancing, films, and had a real zest for life. She was kind, generous, and had time for everyone. Sadly, retirement wasn't the beginning of a new chapter for her mum. She started showing signs at 66. By 70, she was gone. It was fast. Everyone at the group said that. A post-mortem confirmed it was PSP. "She would be so proud of what I'm doing now. I want to be a bridge between people and PSPA so others aren't filled with unanswered questions." Christy's inspiration also comes from a family tradition of care. "My grandma was a dedicated AA telephone buddy, and my mum cared for her uncle who had Alzheimer's. Mum's illness made me realise time is short. We're making the most of now by travelling, spending more time with my father, and hopefully giving back to the community." Philip McCarthy. 3 years ago, Philip's wife Helen was diagnosed with PSP. Neither of them had heard of the condition, and Helen's neurologist offered little information or guidance on what to expect or where to turn for support. "We only found out more through a friend of our daughter whose mum had CBD," Philip explains. "That was our first real insight." Helen and Philip initially felt isolated. A contact at PSPA suggested Philip join the nearest support group in Hampshire, but with Helen struggling with long car journeys, in-person meetings, and a 3-hour return away weren't realistic. Philip joined remotely and also joined the regional, national, and latterly the men's carer online groups. "The groups have been a lifeline. You can bring a problem to the group and someone will always have a possible solution, even if they live in a different area. The NHS feels like a computer game with no clear way forward. What I soon realised is my cheat sheet is the support group. Hearing about other people's experiences helps you to navigate your own." During one regional Zoom call, Philip mentioned he was the only member from Gloucestershire only to discover two others on the call were local too. They arranged to meet at a garden centre, and soon the group grew rapidly. The second meeting drew 17 people from across Gloucestershire and even Monmouthshire. It showed how badly this kind of support was needed locally, Philip says. We'd unintentionally taken over the cafe area. One of the group members offered their commercial premises, and the group now meet every 2 months. While Philip is happy to arrange the meetings, he's unable to take on the volunteer role of group coordinator, so PSPA is looking for someone to fill this role. As a full-time carer, my priority is Helen, he says. Having a routine helps, and we now have a carer come in 2 mornings a week to help, but it's still exhausting. It's certainly not the retirement we'd planned. It really has helped to connect with others in the local group, and I hope someone will be willing and able to take on the coordinator role. If you live in Gloucestershire and are interested in coordinating the group, please contact Lavone on lavone.mccormack@pspassociation.org.uk or call 01327 362 461.